And there that goes. Okay. Facebook Live video, podcast audio, Blog Talk Radio for some reason. Hey, 347-857-3937, fuckerinos. And Decibel Check and Phoenix Cleaters here. William J. Blackass motherfucker is here. All right. I think so, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do a... Yeah, we'll just do a full one.
A full one what?
All sorts of full ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh, I have to. I don't have an all right. I can't all write it.
Oh, I'm doing the link around.
Oh,
yeah.
He was, you know, this was something that like a year ago was an issue too. I was like, I don't have an opening line or noise or statement or thing.
Hi. Made that rule, and why do you have to follow it?
Welcome to the wine cellar, I guess. The fuck. We're very professional over here. All right. So we have news comments. I think I'm going to make fun of Donut Twitter later because they amuse me. And what have we got? Susan Collins, one of the holdouts who ended up voting for Kavanaugh, which was no surprise, is continuing to gaslight us by saying that she's heard a lot from people who have supported her decision and thinks that he's a good man, but this is a direct quote, the one silver lining that I hope will come from this is that more women will press charges when they are assaulted. Is that the fuck anybody took away from all this Kavanaugh shit? That it's actually better to come forward now? So, yeah.
What's safer.
It is safer. So, I think we said it on the show the other day that they are white first, they're Republicans first, they don't give a fuck about women.
Oh, that was on Struggle Sessions.
Oh.
That was it. Yeah, Phoenix Cleater and I, we were both on the Struggle Sessions program.
Yes, it was fun. I had fun.
But I think it's probably going to be behind a paywall.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, so remember, they're fucking white Republicans first, regardless of gender. So that should be no surprise.
My bad. Struggle Sessions is behind a paywall because bills exist.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
Like, they're not, these are not, you know, some Scrooge McDuck niggas.
Scrooge McDuck niggas. All right, let's go with that. Apparently, prison is not going well for Bill Cosby. So, I know I shared it on Reading Initiative, and I think I mentioned it on a podcast too. Like, the day he got into prison, he was falling down. He fell down some stairs, and people were throwing hamburger buns or hot dog buns at him. This time, somebody slapped him in the face with a chicken patty. I don't know what the fuck is going on. What? So, apparently niggas is hitting Bill Cosby with chicken patties.
Hey, penny for a pound cake, nigga.
Penny for a pound cake. Well, if he didn't want to be hit with chicken patties, he should not have gone to prison. He should have been more respectable.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, he doesn't like the pudding in prison.
Who said? Someone. That's not a real quote.
Allegedly, it is.
And that's off the source.com?
Radar Online.
Okay, I thought it was off the Source magazine. I think that just had the word Source, and I thought that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was actually on Hot... I actually found it on Hot 97, and then they linked it back to Radar Online, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was amped up about the idea of it being from the Source magazine, because I'm trying to figure out how to order back issues of the Source magazine. I don't want to announce this idea that I have in my head until I can guarantee that I can order back issues of the Source magazine at an affordable rate. Like, if they're fucking, like, $20 an issue, like, Jesus Christ, I have to get way more Patreon support. But, like, I have an idea for that would really help a lot with rapsplaining if I could order back issues of the Source magazine.
I'm sure they're available somewhere.
Yeah, and full, I want full, like, somebody don't be like, I got a bunch of them in my attic, but you cut out a whole bunch of pages so you could put pictures on your wall when you were 13. I need full issues. Because, like, you cut out a picture, so you can have a picture of, you know, Raekwon the Chef on you. Well, you know how teenagers did that, covered up their whole wall with magazine pictures. Yeah. But there was a very important interview clip on the other side of that. I need that interview.
Right. No, I get it. I get it. Amid backlash, Miami Gardens moves to fire Florida Corrections Officer, what the fuck is his name? Roland Clark. Yeah. If you don't know that name, I know a bunch of people covered the story. Happened quite a few years ago that, an mentally ill inmate got scalded to death because they locked him in the shower when they knew that the water got too hot and burned him to death, basically. So that guy, by the way, that happened, I think, in, 2012, I want to say. So that guy's been working as a corrections officer ever since 2012, and he murdered someone. Now he's under investigation again, and apparently the website decided to just reload. That's cool. I wasn't actually trying to read this article or anything. So now he's under investigation again for a record of serious violations, including repeated investigations that he was sleeping with women while on duty, and abusing inmates. Well, I mean, he already killed an inmate, so I'm pretty sure that, like, abusing inmates is happening. So now they've gone into the process to start firing him. So just in case you forgot about the fact that they burned a man to death with hot water, yeah, that guy still has a job. And he might be getting fired maybe now. Maybe.
Ugh.
Maybe. And also, speaking of cops, Why? Is the internet, like, being super slow again? Shit is just not loading.
Oh.
Things
are working okay over here.
Oh, okay. So, Bel Air, Ohio, a city kind of close to Cleveland, has hired, guess who? Timothy Lohman. If you don't know that name, that's the cop who killed Tamir Rice. Yeah. He got a job being a cop again. He still gets to have a gun and a badge.
And don't forget, the department that hired him to murder Tamir Rice, he got hired to that one after getting fired from another department.
Yep.
This is his third cop job.
Yep. So apparently it's a village of about 4,000 people along the Ohio River, about 100 miles away from Cleveland. So if you're black and you're not suicidal, stay the fuck out of Bel Air because there's a cop there who likes to murder black people, in particular black children. Yeah. Richard Flanagan, who is the sheriff, the chief of this police department, says, since Lohman was never charged in Tamir's death, he deserves a second chance, which is actually the third chance, but, you know, fuck facts. Facts are stupid. So that's going on there. What else have we got? Oh, Uber will drive you to the polls to vote in the midterms if you do not have access to transportation. You just need to download the Uber app, and if you're going to a poll, all rides are free. So if you feel like voting, you can do that. Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a sec. There's got to, so somehow the information has to be available somewhere which party Uber gave money to.
Oh, probably both.
Hey.
I mean, that's just kind of, that seems to be like the, what everybody does now, right? You just give it to both parties so you win no matter what.
Damn.
I mean, basically.
We're losing our democracy.
Which, ironically, the hashtags that they're using to promote this is hashtag vote together and hashtag democracy works.
Yeah, it does.
It does work. Corporations are people. If you want to vote and you don't have a ride, Uber will take you. So there's that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know.
I know, I'm still getting the link around.
Oh, no, it's fine. No, it's just like, I don't know, the whole voting thing is like, all right, I mean, I guess.
What? You're not excited?
Not really, no.
We'll get to that. We got some stuff and things.
We do. Now, I know this is your favorite person in the world, Ajit Pai.
Fuck it. Don't I call somebody that, and that's totally not their name.
It's not.
But just because he's a fucking capitalist fuckstick and I don't like him.
Yeah,
like,
it was our old landlord.
Ajit Pai, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about net neutrality quite a bit. So, California was like, all right, y'all repealed net neutrality safeties. So they signed their own statewide net neutrality bill. And Ajit Pai has since declared war on California.
Yep. And Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, Jim Crow Jeff,
yes.
He filed a lawsuit against California.
Yes. So, which it says, within hours of California Governor Jerry Brown signing a sweeping net neutrality bill into law, the U.S. Department of Justice has sued the state, sparking the latest battle in the legal war over ground rules for the internet. Groups representing broadband providers followed suit Wednesday with their own lawsuit, arguing that California's law was illegal. So California's getting sued by the Department of Justice and Comcast, basically.
Freedom and shit.
Freedom and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, states' rights.
States' rights. The California law is set to take effect January 1st and will ban internet service providers from blocking or discriminating against lawful internet content. So mind you, that's what they're suing for. They're suing to make fast lanes. That's the whole issue. The rules are designed to replace similar regulations passed by the Obama-era Federal Communications Commission. Didn't Obama put Ajit Pai in there?
No, that was the,
Russia.
Bush and Trump and Mitt Romney.
It was Russia, actually.
Fact-based.
Yes.
Like Vladimir Putin and Pussy Riot were actually working together with mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
And, who's that? Who's that white woman they get real mad at?
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Sarandon.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they all working together.
Mm-hmm.
They got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's plausible.
Hey, it can happen. Lawyers say the dispute raises questions about the relationship between the federal government and states. First is whether California has authority to impose net neutrality rules, because states' rights are very important. Both the DOG and the broadband industry claim that the inherently interstate nature of the internet means only the federal government can regulate broadband services. And a second question is whether the FCC is within rights when it effectively banned states from adopting net neutrality rules earlier this year. And at the heart of this is this conundrum. In repealing Obama-era rules, the FCC said it didn't have authority to impose net neutrality regulations, but the agency now claims it does have the authority to ban states from adopting their own rules. Yes.
I want to have my adult beverage now.
Oh. Well.
Nah, I'm going to chill. All right, yeah, this is annoying. Let me dance it back real quick. Archive chat space winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks. Jessica May, screaming at that, Bill Cosby news, and also, saying we should find out, why the Tamir Rice killer was fired, from the first police station. I'm kind of going to use vague language here because I don't have the article right in front of me, but, back when we had lower quality audio on this podcast, we did cover that. That was, he got fired essentially because he was reckless in general. Like, he was and immature. I think immature was one of the specific words that was used mm-hmm. for why he was fired. Very immature. So that's why he got fired from the first joint. And then the second one allowed him to play it out. And the third one said, that's the kind of guy we're looking for.
Yeah. What? He's more mature now. Shut up.
Then they would not hire him.
Yeah.
They're like, well, fuck, no, we don't want that. Mm-hmm. Hell no. All right. Net neutrality.
Yeah, I'm actually just kind of scanning right now.
You're just kind of scanning, looking for something that'll make you say,
oh, cool, I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I wish that, when I said the thing about net neutrality, I wish I would have told you to queue up the politics is.
Oh, damn it.
Let's see. I'm actually, all right, okay. Loman, so this is the first place he worked, was in the Independence Police Department. Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. He was allowed to resign from the Independence Department after 6 months following a series of incidents where supervisors determined he was unfit to be a police officer. That's awesome. Amazing. Wonderful.
Unfit.
Yes.
All right. And this is the Tamir Rice murderer.
Yes, the Tamir Rice murderer. A November 2012 letter contained in Tim Lohman's personnel file from the Independence Police Department says, during firearms qualifications training, he was distracted and weepy. He cried? Really? Because he seemed pretty fucking trigger happy when he killed Tamir. He could not follow simple directions, could not communicate clear thoughts nor recollections, and his handgun performance was dismal, according to the Deputy Chief Jim Polak of the Independence Police Department. Uh-huh. So, he went from some... Have you ever heard of Independence, Missouri?
No, I have not.
So, it's just interesting that he left because he couldn't do the job there, and then he got hired in Cleveland. Like, he obviously went somewhere bigger. You think they would have had more, you know...
Scrutiny?
Maybe. Or not.
Hell no.
Fuck no. So that's that. Anyways, back to net neutrality. So... this is the conundrum. In repealing Obama-era rules, the FCC said it didn't have authority to impose net neutrality regulations, but the agency now claims it does have authority to ban states from adopting their own rules. So that's where it's at.
Yo, yeah. Them niggas from Struggle Sessions put the damn pressure on us. For right? What? You know what's in the back of my head?
Huh.
Nah, but they're really funny, guys. Like, they're like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
God damn it. I gotta sit down and write punchlines first. And I have a wee bit of headline action myself as well.
Yes.
And also I try not to do it too much because I'll just have like an overloaded soundboard. But sometimes I'm watching these programs on Netflix and I'm like, but I really want that in the soundboard.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel
all the time?
Even the ugly ones.
Let's do that. Hold up. Let's do that one again. That's lovely, right?
That's nice.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time.
Even the ugly ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
I dig it. That's from that program Big Mouth, and that's the little girl character interacting with her hormone monster.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is Maya Rudolph, who was the secretary in that puppet movie.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Can we take a look at a little bit here? We're going to get to Coach Dave.
Oh, Jesus.
Coach Dave is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's just the reality of things. N-word. North Carolina. Down at their Domino's Pizza Pie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there was a worker that worked down at the Domino's Pizza Pie. And they didn't understand the customer's name. All right. The customer's name was MyAsia. MyAsia. Very complicated name.
Very complicated.
All right. And they didn't understand that name. So they just went in that computer and they said, you know what? Under the name, let's just put Necker. It sounds like a Necker name, so let's just put Necker. This could not possibly go wrong for me as a person that is a victim of capitalism. I'm not going to front on that. They may be racist, but they're still a victim of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not getting paid too much and actually need this job. This is a very good way for me to do this job, and yes, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Absolutely.
And my Asian Nelsa was interviewed by the local news outlet WFMY, and She placed a carryout order for 2 pizza pies and a side of wings at the Domino's in Burlington, North Carolina. And that was on a Monday night. And when she was waiting for the food to be ready, she noticed on the order board that instead of her name, the N-word was spelled incorrectly.
Get a brain, Moran.
N-I-G-A. Maybe it's Niga.
Niga?
Niga's with attitude.
Niga's with attitude.
And, the employee who has not been named, told his supervisor, Junior Snyder. What a villain name. Is that like some Disney special, like where they took the children of villains?
Oh yeah.
Like this is the Junior Snyder.
Oh.
I'll get you, Simba. That was he told the supervisor that there was no ill intent in the word he chose. All right.
Really?
He claimed that he simply couldn't understand what she was saying because Myasia is very hard for a person to pronounce, especially when it's their name.
I just want to know this person's name to see if they have an incredibly European last name. You know, their last name is Jankowski or something. Like, you can say Jankowski, but you can't say Myasia.
Her last name is Nelson.
Oh, why didn't they just put Nelson? Damn. Just use the last name then. Shit.
And Mr. Snyder explained that the employee recounted the story to him. And since he didn't know how to spell her name, he just typed anything to the order system. Nigga, you couldn't type in computer chip. Nah, you can't. That's too many syllables. You couldn't type in tennis ball. Also too many syllables. Pants, nigga. Pants.
But also, I just picked anything. And somehow you accidentally landed on that word.
Yeah, okay. He just fucking banged his head on the keyboard. He just see what comes up. Excuse me. A more N-wordery.
N-wordery?
Yeah, it's like embroidery. You're just kind of stitching the N-word into your conversation. I took you.
Jesus Christ.
An eighth grader claims that a teacher called him the N-word and hit him with a clipboard.
What the hell?
Right, that's...
What?
It's like violent and passive aggressive at the same time. And I'm gonna hit you, but with a clipboard. Like, all right, let's take a look at this goddamn shit right here. And it's called the Martin Luther King Jr. School.
Oh, come.
The goddess of irony
doesn't rest.
Fuck no, stays on. You thought you worked overtime. Nigga, shit. And it's in Northeast Portland, which is just the weirdest place. Like, the progressives out there need to get the liberals in check. Come
on.
And
the white supremacists.
Yeah, man. Like, that nigga, what's that, that nice young white man, Mike Figueredo, I think his name, very Italian name. Get your folks, nigga. So the mother of a former eighth grade student has filed a $300,000 lawsuit against Portland Public Schools, claiming a substitute teacher whacked the boy in the head with a clipboard and called him nigger. His name is Lamar Warren, and he is an African-American and was a 13-year-old student at the Martin Luther King Jr. High School.
I like that they added in he was African-American. The story would have been a lot fucking weirder if he wasn't black.
Yeah. Lamar Warren, South Korean boy, but looked a little niggery. You know them Asians be breakdancing. Come on. Especially in the Northwest. Like, the Dance Brooms was one of the dopest crews. October, and this was in October 2017, according to the lawsuit filed last week in Multnomah. Man, they love to kill indigenous folks and name shit after them. The Multnomah County Circuit Court. The district spokesman, because it cannot be spokesperson, is spokesman.
Everything has to have a gender, William.
Yes. Especially non-binary folks.
Yes.
And even inanimate objects, right? The car is her. Uh-huh. You give your boat a female name, cuz.
Well, yes, cuz you use it.
And you do use females.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So this spokesman, Harry Esteve, couldn't immediately say whether the accused substitute teacher, Bruce Neiman, is still employed by the district. Hey, because that... your job is the spokesman. You might want to know what the fuck you finna speak on.
He's a man. He doesn't have to know things.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And
no.
The other guy literally has man in his name.
See?
And the knee man couldn't be reached for comment. Surprise, surprise. A policy overseer who investigated later reported that Mr. Neiman was surprised by the allegation and said he didn't call anyone a racial slur. Warren's attorney, Greg Kafuri, said the boy and, a few other students were talking in class at the Northeast Portland school, prompting Mr. Neiman to hit him on the forehead with the metal part of the clipboard. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Oh, he needs his motherfucking ass beat the fuck down.
Mm.
Real nice. The blow hurt and upset the boy, so later that day he and his friends walked up to Neiman in the hall and began to talk about what happened. All right, when
all right.
No, black people are violent. They are not nuanced.
No, what?
Jesus
Who
Christ.
Who said that?
Yeah. I don't know. Something about super predators or something. I don't know.
Huh?
he's at that age.
Yes. And
so they went to talk to him, and Kafuri, the attorney, said that's when Mr. Neiman called him the N-word, made derogatory comments about African-American families, and downplayed what was happening by saying something about it could have been worse if he'd hit him with a cinder block.
What the fuck?
How often is he thinking about hitting nigger boys with cinder blocks if that's already in the front of his head to say?
How many times has he actually hit somebody with a cinder block?
Shit. 12. Dance it on over to the archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebooks. Jessica May saying it's not concerning at all. Sarcasm. And, talking about the cop story. Let's make him a cop again.
What could go wrong?
Right? And said, what the fuck? No one from the station is speaking out? Shit, no. That's demands in them. Shit, no. All right, it's a 62-year-old white feller is the Mr. Neiman, and that's according to a memo written by the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, which reviewed the case. The Deputy District Attorney, Nicole Herman, a lot of man. This is a mansplaining article. Nicole Herman declined to prosecute the substitute teacher after determining there were differing accounts of what happened and when. Three boys said that Mr. Neiman had hit him on the head with the clipboard, called him a racial slur, and made comments about the boys not having fathers, Mr. Herman wrote in the memo. She noted that... Now, you realize they're saying differing accounts just means the white man said, I ain't do it.
Yeah.
That's differing accounts.
Yeah.
She noted that that Warren said, that's the boy, said he had a concussion but didn't have any visible injuries. And he probably doesn't know what a concussion is. He probably got hit in the head and said, well, I associate hits in the head with the word concussion. It's colloquialism.
Right.
He's
young. Not to mention that you don't have to have outward injuries to have a concussion.
Huh, yeah.
Like, that's a weird... Like, that's just a weird way to dispel that argument. Like, it can't be a concussion because you're not bleeding. Like, okay.
Yeah, maybe if the teacher was teaching, it would have taught him the word concussion.
Shit.
Hey, come on. One of the boys' guardians also expressed skepticism about her child's story to an investigating overseer and disagreed with the nature. Now, notice it says one of the boys' guardians.
So foster care?
Yeah, someone who's not their parent and may, like, keep in mind, when I was in the foster care system, somebody was getting a check to just provide me with room and board.
Same.
All right. So I'm skeptical of this guardian.
Likewise.
Motherfucker. That's how Phoenix Kalita talks.
That's not how I talk.
And I have to keep glancing down to make sure my my microphone light is on. Because I'm using the old microphone.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's fucking $80 to replace it. God damn it.
I know.
You what?
Excuse?
Oh, you have more stories?
I do. And then it's time for Donut Twitter.
Okay, but I have one more too, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to do it now or you want to do yours?
Oh, yeah. Gun it in. Okay.
This is just because this is yet another good cop story. Super short, but kind of in the same vein of what we were just talking about with the Tamir Rice case. After he was forced to resign from the Rotterdam Police Department, Vincent Stone was given a second chance by...
Hey.
I can't even pronounce this. What the fuck is that word? What the fuck?
Oh. Oh, man, that's, Schenectady. That shit is S-C-H-E-N-E-C-T-A-D-Y. Yeah, Schenectady.
Sure, whatever. Yeah,
Schenectady.
Schenectady?
Yeah.
Schenectady right, Snickets. Schenectady. All right.
The unfortunate events of Schenectady. Leonard Skinner? Fuck it, man.
All right. Schenectady, whatever. County Sheriff's Department. But Stone was fired again this week after he assaulted someone. Stone was arrested by Rotterdam Police, the place he used to work. 11:30 Sunday night, police say Stone is charged with third-degree assault after an altercation with his girlfriend. He beat her ass. It was not an altercation.
Yeah.
I hate altercation because it sounds like everybody was equally involved. Nah, she got her ass beat. That was not an altercation.
She just came home from fucking boxing practice.
Right.
Like, she's still pumped up, and she was like, "What's up, little man?" But yeah, that's what happened.
Schenectady? Really? You want to work somewhere? I'm going to make fun of you, Schenectady. That's what happened.
Little punk.
Stone served as a Rotterdam police officer himself until he was forced to resign in 2015, which happened after he was accused of fighting a Schenectady police officer. So yeah, let's just recap.
What?
So he worked for the Rotterdam Police Department and got fired for brawling with somebody from the Schenectady Police Department.
Yes.
And then he went to the Schenectady Police Department and got arrested by the Rotterdam Police for getting into a fight with someone.
That makes sense.
It's a very circular story.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just, good cops. Good cops.
Fun. Very fun.
Yeah.
Damn, wait, did I get any fucking good cops? Well, Pacific Garbage Patch.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been the same story going on, which is why we haven't covered it in a great deal, but I do check every week. And this is from September 10th, and right now it's October 8th as we record this, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And this is off of CNN. And, an ambitious project to clean up the ocean's plastic pollution got underway over that past weekend in September as members of the Ocean Cleanup Project began towing their system out to sea. Now, if you dance it back years ago in the wine cellar, we were covering young people are inventing and engineering things that can clean it up. And now essentially the update is they're giving it a shot, right? They're giving it their fucking shot. And, over here, let me just take a little skip-de-flip-de-gibbidoo. And folks over there, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Folks are holding it down. There's Katie Bright over there. Struggle Session signed up for the wine cellar.
Hey, thank you.
Damn, hold it the fuck down. Linder Loco posted up over there in the joint. Yeah, niggas is holding it down. Folks are actually clicking on things, right? That's dope. Keep in mind, Jamie B there, Ian B, right? Lauren J posted up in the joint. Avery posted up in the joint. I think Avery interacts with us via the Facebooks.
Yes.
Yeah, Monique Loco. Yeah, everybody's up in the shit. Thank you, motherfuckers. And Mo Loco down there in Australia.
Yeah, oh yeah, so like
what up?
Mo sent me an article about like basically a kangaroo jumped a cop.
Oh,
like a cop got by a kangaroo. I don't know what the fuck is going on down there.
What? All pouches matter, nigga.
All pouches matter. Fucking the one that guy has fucking snakes living on his roof. There's the fucking some snakes fell through somebody's roof and we're having like a fight in their living room. Like, just fucking snakes fell through the ceiling and are fighting in some nigga's living room.
Nigga,
what the hell is wrong with Australia?
If snakes fall through the roof, they're my pants and I reserve the right to shit in them. They're my, I bought them. They're my pants. They're like, not your, you do what you want with your pants. You can fucking take them off and go use the toilet. You're so civilized. I'm shitting in my pants.
And they were big, too. They were, like, very long. They weren't, like, little fucking garter snakes. They were, like, 4 feet long. It was wild. It was fucking wild.
What the fuck is happening out there?
Because it looks like they're mating, but apparently that's how the males fight. Like, they just keep wrapping around each other. And it looks like, if you don't know about snake behavior, it would look like they were mating, where they just kind of keep swirling around each other. And, like, fucking fell through the fucking ceiling and just kept on fighting. And I was like, what? Breeding season is here. All right.
But then again, their body is a tube. How else are they going to fight? Like, they can't throw punches. They can headbutt, I guess.
So, yeah. I don't fucking... But Mo lives there. I live your best life. I don't fucking know. I'm not visiting.
Yeah. Don't know about that. And, all right. Now, let's take a look over here. This is Philly.com. Philly.com. And this is... Philadelphia transgender rally against violence, right? This recently happened. Just folks out there, and I keep seeing these headlines saying 2018 is like trying to be as you know previous years are like most dangerous year for trans women being murdered a lot. But I'm gonna throw a guess out here. Maybe we just know more about them because more people care, and also there's less misgendering, and there's more effort to uncover misgendering.
Yeah.
So, like, this is probably, sadly so, a normal year for violence against trans women in the progression of this species, if you will. I think that's a logical guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The page loaded. I'm doing all that riffing. Fuck. all right. So the march against Philly transgender community members and supporters rallied Saturday. I like pop-ups. Fucking rallied Saturday afternoon in Love Park and then marched down Broad Street, packing more than a block. Chanting for justice and carrying signs. Some signs said, like, trans is beautiful, trans women are women, trans men are men, period. All right, and the march, held annually since 2011, I didn't know that, has taken on a particular urgency this year in the wake of the death of Shanti Tucker, a 30-year-old individual and an African-American trans woman who was gunned down September 5th on Old York Road near Hunting Park. And the police fellers said they do not have a suspect. They do not suspect a hate crime. But those who participated in Saturday's march consider Tucker's death one more instance of deadly violence against trans people of color, particularly trans women. Diane Smith of Philadelphia, Tucker's aunt, was at the march with many other members of Tucker's family because she said, quote, "It's so important to have the opportunity to meet some of her community members." Now, right now, they're doing so afterwards. Niggas with families. I don't have family. But niggas with families, like, don't push them out. Get down with them. These your family members, nigga. We all black.
Yep.
Hell, you know what? They not your biological family. Nigga, we all black and it ain't that many of us. And they like killing us and putting us in cages and shit. Fuck that shit. Black trans homies is black than my niggas.
Yes.
Yeah. You all right?
Yes.
Hanging in there.
Yes.
All right, Miss Ma'am. Ah! Venus Kalita hit me in my head very softly with her finger. Violence against men. Hashtag men's lives matter. Meninist. Come on. Continuing with the article, this is off of 2philly.com. quote, "Her loss meant so much to us. and we're taking it one day at a time, from the aunt, end quote. Activist Andrea Harrington told the crowd, quote, "We must have justice for Shantae. We must have justice for all of the trans lives being lost," end quote. Organizers of the event said that at least 22 transgender people, including Tucker, have been killed in 2018 nationwide that we know of. In Philadelphia, the death toll is 5 since 2013 that you know of. Malik Maurer, whose trans partner Stacy Blahnik was murdered in South Philadelphia in 2010, and she still feels, quote, "the hurt and pain, but I'm dealing with it a little better," end quote. Maurer, who now lives in Atlanta, said Philadelphia is seeking to portray itself as a little more trans-friendly than in the past, but statistics say otherwise. We're going to have this linked up with the show post, all right? And Donut Twitter?
Donut Twitter. Donut Twitter is fun.
You get excited.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Which... There was something about Nina Turner was trying to get into some Democrat event and they wouldn't let her in and they gave her like donuts and told her to go away or some shit. Whatever. So now they call themselves Donut Twitter and they have little fucking donuts in their Twitter handles and I'm still with her crowd.
So let's keep in mind. So this is the pro identity politics crowd, the pro Hillary crowd. And they literally pride themselves with their Twitter thing having a donut because they silenced a dark-skinned black woman.
Oh, yeah. They call her a coon pretty regular, too. Like, white people are calling a dark-skinned black woman a coon.
They use that word?
Yeah.
Fuck, nigga. Get the screenshots cracking.
Yeah.
Battery running low.
Oh, no. Yeah, so that's who Donut Twitter is. And I like to tweet things. And Donut Twitter does not appreciate me, so I'm just being amused. I just wanted to just go through some of the things that Donut Twitter says. Some of them are just tweets of theirs, some are responses to me. Who was the one you liked? You liked what was it? I forgot his name already. Wow.
Oh,
that's how memorable he is. Huh.
Wait, I guess so. What, you just showed me today or someone I already know of?
Yeah, someone I just showed you today.
Oh, okay.
I lost his name. All right, well.
Oh, I thought you took screenshots.
I did. I thought maybe I didn't grab that one, though.
Uh-oh, whoops-a-days.
That's sad. Oh, JT Shuler.
Okay.
His @ is The Rock Steady. So,
Does he have a friend named Bebop?
He might. So I made a tweet about Kavanaugh, as I tend to do, and he was displeased with my take on things. So he's the one who sent me that image of the little girl. So this is his response. I'll put it up to the camera. This is his response. So apparently when I point...
Trigger warning.
Yes.
Yeah, it's this is like a pedophilic image that a Democrat drew. All right. So, I mean, and this is for people looking at the video. All right. Podcast listeners. We'll get it in the web post.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Going up to the video. That is the Republican elephant with the trunk going up a little girl's skirt.
Yeah. And of course, a white girl who's blonde and wearing a pink dress. Naturally.
Hey, perfect victims.
And she's screaming help. I'm like... So when I talk about black women being raped, this is your response. When I talk about Native women being raped, this is how Donut Twitter behaves. So apparently, I don't know, I'm supposed to feel bad that I said I don't care that white women are upset about Kavanaugh because rape culture has been a problem. Like, I'm sorry, people haven't been paying attention. So there's that. Then there's Ryan Knight, who's at his proud resistor. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
He's a proud resistor.
Proud.
Proud.
Like, what has he resisted?
Reality, mostly. He says, Brett Kavanaugh has been confirmed to the Supreme Court. In less than 2 years, America has gone from being a leader on social justice, women's rights, and LGBTQ equality to being a fascist nation who abuses children and threatens the rights of people of color, women, and LGBTQ people. I don't know if y'all niggas knew this, but it wasn't... That's how I feel about it too, William. I don't know if y'all niggas knew this, but until 2 years ago... we were post-racial and rape culture didn't exist and immigrant kids were not in cages. I don't know if y'all niggas knew that shit. Yeah. Slavery never happened. Land theft never happened.
Now,
women always had the right to vote.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some, I think they call it tweet mining?
Yes.
I just want to know if anywhere before 2 years ago, he used the hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Well, you know what's actually really funny about this? I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Is so he tweeted that yesterday, okay? But today, he's tweeting about indigenous rights on Columbus Day.
Nigga.
Yeah. Literally. This is, I will send you guys a screenshot. I'm not making this shit up. So the thing I read about Brett Kavanaugh is from 2 days ago. His next tweet in the tweet, because you know Twitter is fucking chronological. His next tweet, our history is a lie. It didn't begin with Columbus discovering America. It began with wiping out natives, enslaving Africans, and suppressing women's right to vote. We need to stop rewriting the darkest parts of our history. Hashtag Indigenous Peoples Day. This is what is going on Dota Twitter. It is a wild, wild place. And this is what I do in my spare time. I tweet. I said we live in an era where if you don't take time to routinely call, email your elected officials, you risk losing healthcare, internet services, tax refunds, basic needs. This isn't a democracy. It's a fucking hostage situation. Obviously, that's an old tweet because this was before the net neutrality repeal. Yeah. And somebody, for some reason, today decided to respond to it. Onyx says, from what I've seen...
So black.
No.
Wait, isn't Onyx is like a black stone?
It is.
Oh, they're not black?
No.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so somebody who's not black is calling themselves Onyx. Go for it. Gun it in.
Says, from what I've seen, most Republicans are against all this stuff. They want you to lose your health care. They want to control your internet and lose your tax refund and basic needs. But you keep seeing Democrats are the issue? I'm genuinely curious, not trying to be an ass.
Barry appointed Tom Wheeler. Nigga. Okay, and looking at the archive chat space, I think Jan Loco has some information. If I'm guessing right, Jan Loco said that's the yard sign that got taken by Texas police, the elephant.
Oh.
That was someone's yard sign?
Shit.
Holy shit. So we might be incorrect. That might not be something that a Democrat made. That might have been like some Republican's yard sign.
I doubt it, because she's screaming for help. Like, this is not...
But then Republicans are...
Assholes.
Yeah, they don't care. And these are the Free Republic of Texas. They're their own kind of... They re-elect Louie Gohmert every time. That's the first, and Louie Gohmert is the representative from the first district of Texas. Yeah, Jan Loco put up a link from the Star Telegram, and in the archive chat space also, Jessica May saying, that is, talking about how they say coon, saying that is nowhere near cute. They need to stay in their lane on that one and look up the background of the term. It's like a diet version of the N-word. It's actually N-word zero now. And continuing with Jessica May's quote, black folks use it to describe other black folks, but it's just wrong if you're not black and saying it. And for folks that may not know, she says using it to describe other black folks, it's like a quick way of saying like sellout.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to look at Jan Loco's link here while you continue on.
Yeah. And then let's see. Oh, I said, this may be a new talking point for me. If you're mad about something, go tell the manager. FYI, since Trump is POTUS, he's the manager. And for some reason, some guy... People I never interact with just be showing up. Some guy named Haim Salman... What the fuck? Said, just as long as you're consistent and use the same standard, regardless of which political party controls the office. Nigga. Has anybody who has spent 5 minutes on my timeline think that I don't criticize the fuck out of Democrats, too? The hell?
Okay, let's take a look here. So here's the image. It's there.
Oh, it is clearly a Democrat because I see a Beto O'Rourke background sign too.
Okay, and I don't know Kim Olson or looks like this is Julius Oliver or it's very small in the image. And it says your vote matters. Damn, so come on, Democrats. And real swift on the article. Damn, wait, this is from October 5th?
Yeah.
shit, this okay from yesterfucking day. Texas police confiscate political yard sign showing elephant with trunk up girl's skirt. A campaign sign in Central Texas this week drew the scorn of an elected state official, and then it was confiscated by the police fellers. At issue in the small community of Hamilton was a homemade yard sign featuring an elephant decorated in red, white, and blue with its trunk up the skirt of a female saying the word help. The sign said your vote matters. Other signs promoting Democrats from the U.S. Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke. And don't people just like that cat because that's a good-looking person of sorts?
Yeah, but he's like more progressive-ish, and Ted Cruz hates him and is running against him, and it's like a whole thing.
So progressive in comparison to Ted Cruz.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I could dig it.
Like, you know. He's probably like a Bernie bro or something. I don't know.
A Beto bro.
A Beto bro.
I just want to know if there's tacky ass men's rights guys calling him Beta O'Rourke. It's got to be happening. And
probably.
It says this is supposed to be Judge Kavanaugh's young daughter, the Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Posted along with the photos on Facebook this week. The Democrat sleaze knows no bounds. You're both grimy. Oh, damn. And it looks like they, someone enhanced the image. What not? Damn. So this was a whole thing that went down yesterday. I didn't know shit. I didn't know shit, but I was trying to install this goddamn printer.
Yes.
Fucking thing.
Yes.
Shit. All right. Random rage.
Random rage. Let's see. Oh, then I had a tweet. It said, for fuck's sake, Democrats, please shut the whole fuck up about Russia. I know you spent two terms under Obama with people like Bill Maher telling you how smart you are compared to Republicans, but your rainbow-colored bootstrap policies are trash. And then Billy Joe Kane.
Oh, get the fastest fucking name.
Yes.
Billy Joe.
Yes.
I don't do, because I was born William Joseph. I will not go by Billy Joe. It ain't happening. All right, Billy Joe.
Said, you might, in all caps, you might want to distinguish between corporate Democrats and Democratic Socialists. The former are full of corporate money and the latter seem to be on the same page as you would wish. The DNC is full of bootlickers that want Russia news to cover up their complicity. I don't identify as a Democrat. I am an issues and policy voter, and what I care about is poor people and the environments. Democrats are not. Dems need a policy platform with an actual litmus test for their candidates. Nigga, your uninvited ass did not say anything I have not said repeatedly. Like,
but he's a man named Billy Joe saying it now. All right, and you're just a little woman.
And we recognize, like that little bitch, Eminem.
Okay. There's Lisa Loco over there in the joint I made a post because I think I got like a notification or something. I saw Lisa Loco's profile picture, and I remembered why we did the whole bandana thing with the wine cellar. Because originally, Phoenix Kalita could not have her face next to her words on the World Wide Webber nets. She can now. Fuck, we're on the fucking YouTubes.
Yeah.
Go check it out. The Black Podcast on the YouTube. Subscribe, nigga. Share it with your punk ass friends. And, and yeah, like, and so we all fucking did pictures up. I think Penny Loco did one too. I gotta dig that one up and add it to the thread. Yeah, so we all did our shit like that, and that just became the thing. Like, you see it in all our shit. Fallon Matthew is the image of the wine cellar with the bandanable.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes. And then someone named Kimberly McDonald is trying to convince me that Beto or Kamala Harris will do just fine to win as POTUS. And I said, leftists will not vote for Kamala, or to be honest, anyone still pushing tough on crime, pro-prison, pro-police policies. And she said, leftists are not the core of the DNC. HRC beat Bernie by 4 million. And who's the major donor? It's not Bernie. I've heard no one complain about Beto. Dems don't like unarmed black people being shot either. Yeah, the fuck you do. Yeah, actually you do. Because if you didn't, we would have not passed that Blue Lives Matter bill, remember? That thing?
Barry did support that in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they passed the federal one now.
Oh, fuck. Didn't know that.
Yeah. And almost every Democrat voted for it.
Yeah. Blue, nigga.
Right. Uh-huh. That's what they meant. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the real vote blue, no matter who.
And, of course, the fucking continued militarization of police under Obama. But, you know, Democrats don't like black people being shot.
No, under Obama, they weren't being militarized. It was just G.I. Joeism. Okay? They were just go-joeing.
Go-joeing.
It's the Biden effect.
Oh, wow.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And then, of course, did you see the... You saw the women are the nigger of the world tweet?
I didn't, but I saw... Basically, I just saw posts. I got on the Facebooks, started scrolling, and I saw Bette Midler is trash and whoop whoop and I believe canceled.
Yes.
And I don't really know who the F that is.
She's an entertainer, was an entertainer.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, she was like a singer. She's pretty popular.
See, I could have sworn, did she do like something for children or something like that?
Yeah, you're probably thinking of Dolly Parton.
Really? She didn't do anything that was like funding kids, helping kids with something?
Nothing's coming to my mind, but maybe.
I don't know why I associate her name with doing something for children.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Dolly Parton?
Maybe. Maybe. Hmm. Yeah. You know what? I don't know celebrities that well.
Yeah.
What is Lisa Loco said, beaches, hocus pocus. And Jessica May said hocus pocus. Is this a slick way to say that what we're talking about is mumbo jumbo?
No, she was in Hocus Pocus. She was one of the ugly witch sisters.
What the hell? I don't like Hocus Pocus. I like The Craft.
What? How do you not like Hocus Pocus?
I don't know. I watched it when I was a kid. And damn. And I actually didn't watch the whole thing because I was just like, this is not really cracking.
What?
Yeah, The Craft is on hit.
Whatever. So LeVar Burton, you know, the Reading Rainbow guy, tweeted to Bette and was like, hey, he was very polite. He basically was like, I don't think you're an asshole, but you kind of fucked up on this one. Don't do that shit again. Like, basically is what he said.
To you?
No, to Bette Midler.
Oh.
And then Lisa Johnson.
Yeah.
Another donut Twitterer said, I just lost respect for you, Burton. Human suffering is human suffering. It's incredibly immature to suggest that your ancestors suffered greater than someone else's. Nigga, what?
Why is he so mad? I guess, but you know, that's what I hear people say about Twitter, that everyone's just sort of pissed off.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because see now, I guess I'll explain. Because she did the whole women are the nigger of the world because John Lennon stole that quote from, I just forgot her name.
Yoko Ono?
They took it from a black woman. They, like, redid it. It was actually a quote from I just forgot her name.
Damn, so they gentrified it.
Yeah, they gentrified it. Oh, fuck, I just forgot her name. She wrote, Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Okay, Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Yes. Oh, my, that's so embarrassing. I just forgot her name. Anyways, so, the topic is white women in America have not suffered the way black people in America have. And she's like, how dare you say this? And she gets mad and said, well, how many women have been killed by men? Stop making this a racial issue. What?
And it's Zora Neale.
Yes. Yes. And she said, human suffering is a topic. Stop claiming black people suffer more than others. It's not true. Oppression is horrific no matter who's being oppressed. This is the identity politics party. Oppression is oppression no matter who. All oppression matters.
What if somebody's being more oppressed than another person?
Doesn't... it's all the same, William. Stop it.
Fuck it, then we don't need the word caste anymore.
No, we don't.
We don't need the word hierarchy anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. There are people at my job that are more oppressed than me. Fact-based fact.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all the same. It's all the same.
This is the donut Twitter.
Yes, this is donut Twitter. And I also, just because I mentioned it... searched Nina Turner in Coon. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Give me some hot ones.
After watching Nina Turner, somebody tried to explain, Nina Turner really looks like a coon, and somebody said coon is a racist term to describe a black person, please don't say it, and of course they doubled down and said, Nina Turner is a damn coon. Of course.
Damn.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Nina is a damn coon.
A damn coon.
Yeah, not a regular coon.
A damn coon.
Goddamn coon.
Nina Turner is a modern day coon on the level of Cornel West.
Cornel West is a coon?
Donut Twitter has spoken, sir.
Yeah, damn, I like that tall, skinny nigga, man. He be talking some ill shit. Mm. I had never really listened to his shit real heavy. Like, I think he had a program with Tavis Smiley that a lot of black Democrats are still very fucking mad at. Mm-hmm. And I heard a couple episodes of that, but I listened to a lot more podcasts than I do now at that time, and it didn't make the rotation a lot, and they didn't do that many episodes. But then I really paid close attention to him. I think he was on the Laura Flanders show.
Yeah.
I think I heard him on that program, and I was like, this cool old nigga, old professor, right? He's a tenured professor?
Yeah.
So he can really talk all that shit because they can't fucking fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then this is clearly a fake black account because here we go. Nina Turner doesn't speak for my black family. I said what I said and I meant it. She's a Clarence Thomas David Clark coon.
God damn. They are leaning on that shit.
I refuse. This is a black person in the pictures, but I refuse to believe that this is actually a black person behind this account. Ah, fuck. I see who follows them, too. I hate it when, like, there's people from Donut Twitter who follow me, and then I'm like, oh, you guys, all right, you guys, okay. Okay. I see that my Donut Twitter followers also follow this person.
Mm-hmm. All right. And yeah. Lisa Loco said, what the fuck is Donut Twitter? All right, we're real swift on it. Nina Turner got banned from something that the Democrats are doing because she supported Sanders, and they literally locked a door and locked her out of the event, and then gave her and her folks donuts.
Yeah.
And so these people on Twitter, like, apparently on the Twitter you can put emojis mm-hmm. next to your name, and all these people that hate Nina Turner, and these are Democrats, these are the pro-identity politics intersectional Democrats,
yeah.
and they pride themselves that they silenced a black woman because identity politics matter a great deal to them.
Yes.
And women's voices matter and black voices matter, but fuck Nina Turner.
She's a coon. She's a David Clark coon.
A damn coon. David Clark coon. God, yeah, that nigga is a brand of coon now.
And there's somebody named Billy who changed his name to Billary Rodham.
Woo!
Yes. Who says, hashtag Kavanaugh, will be nominated because black Twitter freaked out when at Bette Midler spoke up for all women of the world, heaven forbid.
No, she didn't. And then what? And what the fuck is
and
speak
he says,
up?
Minorities never stick together. Like, what the fuck?
Is there a rule? Are we supposed to?
I don't even know. He's not even black, Billary.
This ain't RuPaul's best friend's race. Like... We're all pitted against each other under this fucking capitalist system that your Democrats are in favor of. Your Nancy Pelosi, remember that, said, hey, we live in capitalism, deal with it. Elizabeth Warren, and these are audio quotes, nigga, go dig them up. Elizabeth Warren said, I'm a capitalist. I love what markets can do.
Yes.
And right, oh, you heard that shit too?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, niggas, so, nah, minorities can't stick together because we have to go against each other, right? Like, a lot of my coworkers are, they would be classified as minorities, but I have to compete against them because it's their household versus mine. And as you matriculate, like, there are less and less of the higher up spots that will pay you a buck more an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go in and be like, you know what? Why don't both of us stay here and neither of us take that job? That'll show them. No, both our households need that fucking dollar. But the capitalist white supremacist system only holds one of that dollar, and we both have to sprint to it. And on the way to sprinting to it, no holds barred. We can trip each other, throw rocks, bricks. So no, we can't stick together.
Yeah.
Because both our households need that fucking dollar. Over here in the archive chat space, Jessica May said, This dude needs to shut the fuck up forever. And Lisa Loco said, so Dems are competing for worst of everything because it's a day that ends in Y. Got it. And you got to did Trump move the Overton window a little further? A little further.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just
actually, no, this has been going on since the election. So this isn't even really like Trump. This is just Democrats who are very status quo based. They love Hillary and Bernie ruined it and Nina ruined it and black people talking ruins it. And they just want their sheet cake and Rachel Maddow.
Them motherfuckers don't even know why they like Hillary. You would never want to.
Because she's a woman and she has done amazing things. And if you say anything bad about her, it's misogyny.
You do not want to hang out with Hillary Clinton. Keep it all the way greasy. You do not want to post up and barbecue and smoke some joints with Hillary Clinton. You fucking don't. No, you don't. You don't like Hillary Clinton. And you don't like Hillary Clinton's actual record. You fucking don't.
They don't know her actual record.
Ah, they do. Because people have told them, and that's why they hate you even more. They probably wouldn't hate you if you didn't tell. Like, the fact that that has to be in their head, and now they have to lie. Because before, they weren't liars. They were saying some shit that wasn't true, but they didn't know it wasn't true. Now they know it, and now it's fucking with their internal morality. It's fucking with them, B.
Really?
It's like that movie with Ving Rhames and that cat telling him to throw the fight. That's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride.
Fuck pride.
Well, actually, you know what? Since a whole bunch of punk-ass hipsters have been fucking with it, yeah, I have heard some older gay folks saying fuck pride.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've never attended one. Like, literally, the day, like, that I became uncomfortable with the word ally was because, you know, I was just starting out with the podcasting and getting shit up on the Facebooks. And, like, I'm on a day off of work. There is a pride parade downtown, but I'm quite literally in this moment in my underpants. And I have, like, 3 or 4 doobies rolled up, and I'm chiefing one. And I get a notification, and someone said under, like, a podcast post, "You're a real ally." I'm like, I ain't shit. I ain't shit. My ass could be downtown marching with niggas, mobbing, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, down there in Florida, Prop 2 had just lost, which was the same thing as Prop 8 in California. You know, and Prop 2 kept, you know, like, now y'all niggas can't have equality. And my ass sitting up here smoking a doobie. And somebody said, "You're an ally." I ain't shit. I'm just a nigga with a microphone.
And then, let's see. This is just a random take from someone. Misogynist Bernie strikes again, trampling over women's free speech. Hashtag never Bernie. Like, just fucking, they're so fucking weird.
Keywords. Trampling over women's free speech. And we just say that Overton window moves. Look at how much that sounds like some Republican shit.
Yeah.
Where they go straight to the hyperbolic, like you're hurting their free speech. Like, this is a First Amendment issue on Twitter, which is privately owned and not run by Congress. And also, she deleted the tweet herself. Nigga, she's trampled over her own free speech on a privately owned platform.
Yes. And then, of course, the typical Kamala Harris praise. They really love Kamala. Like, that is their black person.
Oh, man.
Kamala is their black friend.
And Kamala would let them touch her hair. Let it see known.
Well, I mean, we already know that she lets white people touch her hair. We've seen her husband. You know, I wouldn't even care if she would... I'm still fucked up by that Wakanda picture where she had, like, the arms crossed doing the Wakanda salute, because the very next picture I saw was her with her white-ass husband, and I was like, sis. It just... I don't know. It just messes with my head.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand that. Yes. I understand.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
I don't really care if what I click on in the soundboard matches the segment. I just like this. I like them.
Or this one. This is not a donut Twitter person, but somebody who observed. I got called a racist today because I defended Colin Kaepernick's decision not to vote.
Like, that is racist.
Donut Twitter is fucking wild.
That God damn, that is quite a... I can't process that. I can't make a joke out of that sentence.
It's fucking wild. It really is. Yeah, don't... Yeah, don't... Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, just gonna drink it away, are you?
Most of my tweets are auto-tweets, folks. Yeah. I don't think I could interact a great deal on there.
Yeah, because William's like, so what do you do on Twitter all day? I was like, I argue with Donut Twitter, because they find me and say things. He's like, what are you talking about? This is exactly the kind of shit I'm talking about. This is, yeah.
I prefer my echo chambers on Facebook, and I'm going to keep it greasy with y'all niggas. I mostly interact with echo chambers. Like, outside of my echo chambers, I interact with a group called Black Studies and Critical Thinking. That is very not an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. And unbelievable, very, very not an echo chamber. And the Black Progressives versus Black Conservatives, not an echo chamber, obviously. But other than that, I like my echo chambers on Facebook. We're all just like, hey, man, let's be nice.
Let's be nice to each other, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, let's see. I'm just going to, like, random accounts now that I know are... let's see, with Marcus Johnson, 55,000 followers.
Whew.
Yes. Black man loves Hillary. It's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
I know. It's fucking weird. Uh-huh. The most reliable black vote is a practical and conservative one that will not change for a long time. Progressive language does not speak to reliable black voters.
Overton window again. Like, he unironically said it has to be conservative. Let's do a couple more and get to Coach Dave. You know, someone that makes sense.
Someone who makes sense. Right, yeah, okay. Oh, and by the way, he retweeted that from someone named Terrell Starr, who is a reporter for The Root.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
Mm-hmm. It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
Yeah, let me see. I'm looking for some good ones here.
All right.
Let's see.
I like Lisa Loco's commentary. It's just, damn.
Don't worry about voting right now. Like, don't worry about... He has a whole thread. I'm not going to read the whole thread. But the gist of it is don't stress about the current political situation, because in 50 years, the demographics will make it impossible for Republicans to get away with things they get away with now. Okay. Sure. Because they're suddenly not going to have power in 50 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but like, when their 40-year plan fucking worked.
Yeah.
Like, exactly what is the Democrats' 40-year plan? Because the Republicans... 40-year plan fucking worked on all aspects of it, all right? Their fucking, their racism shit, it fucking worked. Shit is still heavily fucking segregated, mm-hmm. all right? The new Jim Crow at prison, still there, still cracking. They can gentrify whenever the fuck they want. Their faction of the Christian shit, hey, they got their bad boy Brett, all right? They got their gang rapist Brett Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I dare Brett Kavanaugh to sue me for slander. Give me all that publicity, nigga. You're a rapist, Brett. A gang rapist. I dare you to sue me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna get their Roe versus Wade shit. What I say, the gun shit, they got their gun niggas on lock. Fucking, look back at a lot of those bills that passed in 2014 and 15. Guns in church. One of them literally called the Guns Everywhere Bill. Right? Like, fucking, they got that shit. The capitalism, they got Bill Clinton's welfare reform, and then made it work for welfare, and they pretty much got rid of cash assistance welfare, like less than a 1% of people can even access that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's one that's going after, I think it's Medicaid or Medicare. I'm not really a hospital person. You know, I've went to the hospital once in the past many years, and I didn't even go back the second time because Phoenix took the stitches out.
Yes.
But they're gonna do that. Tort reform. Go back and look at that. A great documentary that'll give you a lot of information on it. It's called Hot Coffee. Yes, it starts out, the premise of it is the McDonald's coffee cup burn case. coffee cup burn case, but then it goes in a very good study on tort reform. It's a very smart documentary. It's called Hot Coffee. Mm-hmm. All right. The Republicans are fucking winning. All right.
Yeah.
What is the big Democrat achievement? Don't say Obamacare. That's a Republican bill from the Heritage Foundation of the Koch brothers. Right. Also, that faction of Republicans, the John Birch Society, they won. They got the, you know, in optics, they got their fucking weirdo Trump, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. They got their fucking guy, Alex Jones, huge name. Shit is birchy as fuck right now.
Yeah.
What is the big Democrat win? And, or what is their 40-year plan? What is all the shit that they're going to win? And how has this been set into motion? Tell me something.
They're not. That's the thing. And I think, like, I don't know if it's refusal to accept reality or what, but Democratic voters do not understand that the Democratic leadership does not have a plan, because they don't need a plan, because they're going to get paid, and as long as they're the lesser evil, they're still, they don't have to have a plan. They just have to be not quite as shitty as Republicans. That's the whole plan. That's all they need, because they don't actually care about their constituents. They care about corporate donors, and I don't understand why people think that party leadership gives a fuck about them. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, yeah.
You don't get it.
I don't get it.
Why don't you get it? I mean, I guess they got more charter schools.
Oh, okay. That's great.
That's, you know, they can kind of kick them little nigger kids out. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Big Democrat wins. Big wins. Big wins. Mm-hmm. Fucking clowns.
Yeah. All I was right. trying to find. I can't find it. But somebody basically said, oh, here's one. Thanks to you selfish Bernie Sanders supporters and you non-voters, sad to say everyone supports our rapist of a president, Donald Trump, and this is what not voting for Hillary Clinton has cost us all, a disaster for the country. And then he has Brett Kavanaugh's picture.
All right.
Yeah. But no, there is one I can't find now, which if it happens to pop up before we're done, I'll share it. But basically, a black man got on Twitter and said that Hillary Clinton is basically black because she's been so oppressed and been through so much.
Hillary Clinton's been oppressed. Hillary Clinton used slave labor in her house. Now that's your fucking Joseph Clark Coon. Jesus fucking Christ. Hillary Clinton's black because she's been so oppressed. I get it.
It was Mr. Weeks. Okay, I found the account. I'm just going to try to find that tweet. And meanwhile, Coach Dave, yeah?
Jan Loco said, it is all about the next election. And Lisa Loco said, the greatest lie the devil ever told was, we the people, by the people, for the people. Nigga.
Shit.
And the devil's assistant said, give me your tired, your hungry, your poor.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. All right. A Britney Spears instrumental is very appropriate for this.
Yes.
All right. Because it's Coach Dave, Doc Coach. This is on rightwingwatch.org. And Right Wing Watch, they have a YouTube page where they take shit that right-wingers say and they just post it. Like, they don't put any commentary by it. They just post it as is. And the right-wingers, like, Coach Dave, like, for a while, he was harping on it. Like, why is Right Wing Watch posting me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think the main thing is they don't like having their shit out of their echo chamber.
Right.
Like, that's where they want it. They kind of want it hidden away because it is repulsive. And oh, it is weird.
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah. So it's a meme of Hillary Clinton during the Senate hearings when she's got, like, her hand on her face looking, like, bored or annoyed or whatever. And he put it on this meme. After 20 years and hundreds of accusations of criminal wrongdoing, investigated by thousands of, quote, intelligent people, spending millions of hours and hundreds of millions of dollars, she always emerges unscathed. After all this, either Hillary Clinton is the luckiest human on earth, the greatest supervillain who can defeat anyone, or she's innocent. And he said, Hillary Clinton is treated like a black man in America. Yeah, I said it. Always guilty, even when proven innocent.
Wait, always guilty and even when proven innocent, then why is she in prison?
Huh?
I'm interested.
And also, I would point out on this meme, it says she is either, one, the luckiest human on earth, two, the greatest supervillain criminal ever, or three, she's innocent, any of which makes her the best candidate for the presidency. They literally said it's okay to have a supervillain as president.
Well, good. Then you like the one you got then.
But Bernie, though.
He was very bad. He was very, very Jewy. And he was a little too clear. All right. Yes. All right. So, Coach Dave. Fact. Ironically, we're going back to the words guilty and innocent. So, Coach Dave's premise for this is, in America, we are guilty until proven innocent. Now, we just talked about the oppression of the white woman, Hillary Clinton. This is about the oppression of the white man.
Oh. Yes. White men are very oppressed, yes.
Facts.
Coach, men are being sexually profiled.
Sexually profiled.
Yes, men are being sexually profiled. Let's take this down. Let's take this down so we can really hear Doc Coach. All right.
Men are being sexually profiled. I said, what? He says, are you watching? I'm making this dialogue up. These are the questions are coming to me. I think it's the Holy Spirit. So aren't you watching?
What?
Aren't you watching what's
is he
going
prophesying?
On? Yeah, the Holy Spirit is teaching him about how men are being sexually profiled. That happens to me a lot, too. That's very common practice.
Oh, Lord.
Like, every time I step out the door, like, five cis women in pantsuits with clipboards come up and they're like, hey, buddy, how many partners in the past half decade? I get sexually profiled very often.
Do you?
It's a regular thing.
And the Holy Spirit guides you through it?
No, he fucking doesn't. Based on history, God hates black people. All right, let's take a look.
I just want to see if he's going to start, like, speaking in tongues or some shit.
Nah, some guy already did that to save Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, we never covered that one. I posted it in the group, but it didn't make it to the notes.
The Holy Spirit. So, aren't you watching? Aren't you watching what's going on there in Washington, D.C. with Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Don't you realize that they're profiling particularly white men?
Did you know that?
Okay.
Oh, you didn't know that white men are being profiled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting profiled too, but I'm not getting profiled the way white dudes are.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, with white dudes, five cis women, five trans women profiling them.
Mm.
Walk up immediately, pants them. That means de-pants for a lot of folks out there.
Hmm.
De-pants them. They're like, hey, how many pubic hairs right now? Yeah, white men have to keep a count. This shit's real.
Woo!
It's fucking real, man.
Okay.
Yeah, they get measured. They get a fucking sperm count tested right there on the fucking spot.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. No rights. They get pulled out their pick 'em up trucks with the gun rack.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Something terrible's happening.
Uh-oh.
Coming back in there. Yes, there it goes.
Hey, it's like magic, kind of.
All right, and wrapping up the Coach Dave, we just had some wicked technical difficulty that required me. I had to pause the program and then pick up re-recording.
Yes.
So wrapping it up with Coach Dave, men being sexually profiled, especially white men fellers.
Right. It seems logical. Seems legit.
In Minnesota, that Keith Ellison. See, he's not being sexually profiled because he be a Muslim.
Because he be a Muslim.
Whew.
Love it.
And Muslims... Even though we know, I don't know about Keith Ellison, but we know the Muslims are deviants. They're deviants.
All right. All of them.
See, I told you that was their talking point.
What? That Muslims are deviants?
I like how he's like, I don't know if Keith Ellison is personally, but yeah, Muslims are deviants.
And also, just called him a scumbag. He's sandwiched in, don't know about him, between deviants and scumbag.
I'll say it. I know nobody else will. They're deviants. They're sexual deviants. Not all Muslims, but Muhammad himself.
But not all Muslims are deviants. Not all Muslims. I don't know him. He's a scumbag. What?
Doesn't have to make sense.
And also, no one else will say it but him. Apparently, there are no more right wingers. This is the end of it.
It's the end of it. Well, Hillary won.
It's just Da Coach.
They're sexual deviants. Not all Muslims. But Muhammad himself is a pedophile, right? Are they sexually profiling the Muslims?
No, can I just point something out about that?
Yeah.
So, like, Muhammad was a profile because I think she was, like, 12 or 13, which is gross and disgusting. I'm not going to defend it. I would just like to point out that in Christianity, I don't know if you know about the Virgin Mary and how she came to conceive a child, but she was also a teenager.
That I didn't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not like a specific time frame of her life, but just based on the traditions and customs of the day, since she was still a virgin and was engaged to somebody, she was probably 14 or 15. Like,
eh. Yeah, but that...
It's different.
But she got raped by the Christian God.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Godly rape is next to that. I don't even know. Hey, fuck it.
Sexually profiling the little Chinese people that come walking through, the little Japanese people? Are they sexually profiling them?
The little. Why you gotta say little Japanese people? What the fuck, man? No,
that was a little goofy.
That was like, are you making like fun of like the whole Asians are short stereotype? Is that what you're doing? Like, he just finds layers and layers and tons of ways to just fucking throw in the bigotry. I tell ya.
You know, and some of these cats that are into the animation, anime, if you will, they seem to be sexually profiling Asian women.
Yes.
These people that come walking through, the little Japanese people, are they sexually profiling them? Are they sexually profiling the black men that come through? No.
Yeah,
no.
Black men have never been racially sexually profiled.
There's a reason why a bunch of the guys at work call me Chingon.
Oh, yeah.
No. They're sexually profiled.
And now we just went to, I was joking about being sexually profiled earlier, but you know what? It's because other men.
Yes.
Women are not sexually profiling men. Women are trying to get a day off.
Profiling the white Christian men. That's what's going on.
Oh, now it's white Christian men.
Yeah.
So by the time this is done, it's going to be white Christian conservative men because the liberals don't count?
Well, it was all white men. But now you know what? Not all white men.
Not all white men.
That's what's going on. Now, how do we let them get away with that? What? Better yet, why do we take it? Why do we let them do that to us? Now, here's my question. Have you ever thought about that before? That we are daily being sexually profiled. Every one of you, white men in particular, maybe you too, Paul, maybe you too, Vinny, I don't know. Every one of us, white, heterosexual, Protestants.
See, I told you I was going to keep narrowing it down. I told you. So started with men to white men to white to white Christians, and now it's white heterosexual Protestant men.
That is just narrowed it down. So like, what, like?
Which is also interesting.
3 million white men are being profiled?
Yes, which is also interesting because it's like, so nobody's got any sexual profiles about Catholic priests these days?
Huh? No.
No.
No, no one's talking about that. You know, man, when they got that new Pope, Alex Jones spent like 3 weeks on just like, fuck the Catholics. Didn't say it directly. He's very good at indirect.
Yeah, I'm sure he did because that fucking Pope is,
like, a Jesuit.
Yeah, but he's also very like he took a lot of shit out of the Vatican. Like, because they had all that, like, that bougie gold shit, and he took it out. He's like, no, we're meant to be more for the people. Which, I mean, he hasn't done a fantastic job at. But he's a little more humble than some of his, than some of the previous popes. So he was, like, very focused on, like, give back to the people and something that almost sounds like maybe socialism.
And I think he's better media trained. Like, he knows to be caught on camera washing poor people's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he knows cameras exist, essentially.
Are being sexually profiled by the Jezebel spirit.
The Jezebel spirit. I like how you didn't really know what to say. Yeah, you're not Alex Jones level yet, Coach Dave.
Nice.
Ah, shoot. Something that we didn't get to. I still have the post saved. Maddie Stump made a post about about something to do with white supremacy, of course, and Indigenous First Nations children and like children's trans rights. It's something about that. I didn't really
get like Two-Spirit folks?
I don't know. And it's in Canada. Hmm. And it's a Canada law. So I didn't get to read it. But I hope I get the time and that we can dig into it and that Phoenix Cleater can comment on it because I'm not that smart, so hopefully Phoenix Cleater can comment on that. But why are you hitting folk with head wrap? Ow! Ow! Phoenix Cleaver's hitting me with her head wrapping. It hurts bad. All right, let's get on out of here. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Get the hell on from around here.